We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sports Network.
Oregon is going to play in the national championship game.
Welcome to Duck Insider. Duck Insider.
Man, it feels great to be a Duck.
Give it to me, baby. My house. I'm taking it there.
Third competitor. They'll want to put the O on.
Three. Got it.
We're going to compete to a standard every day.
The Oregon standard.
Rebound. Tap it in. A point more to go.
The opportunity to play, put Oregon on your chest, should mean a great deal to you.
Unloads on one into left field, back toward the wall. Gone!
This program is staged to compete and to win championships.
Oregon wins!
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, let's talk Oregon athletics.
It is women's basketball game day. WNIT Super 16 for the Ducks taking on San Diego. 6 o'clock tip-off, 5:30 pregame with Terry Johns and Bev Smith. Let's keep playing, huh? Let's keep playing. Postseason basketball continues. Also on today's show, Jason Dillard, beach volleyball head coach. We actually sat down with him yesterday. But you can treat this as your pregame show for their match this afternoon taking place against Corbin. If you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, set to start at 2 o'clock. So the Ducks taking on Corbin. Not the greatest weather for beach volleyball outdoors, but it's always sunny and 75 at Amazon Park. We'll be talking about that with Jason Dillard. It's actually a great conversation with Jason Dillard coming up in just a little while. Baseball at home this weekend against Northwestern State. The Demons, first time that Oregon baseball has ever played Northwestern State. Some fun connections, actually, that we'll tell you about. Mark Wasikowski on that coming up. And Oregon softball at home this weekend, a whole lot more. But women's basketball, it's a huge game because if you lose, the season's over. You know, that's where we're at right now. WNIT Super 16, Oregon will host San Diego. After that convincing 78-53 win over Rice on Monday, USD defeated Long Beach State in the opening round 75-57 before a 58-48 win over UC Irvine in the second round, a low-scoring affair. With the win, Oregon will reach the 20-win plateau for the seventh straight season. That's a big number. You heard us talk about this yesterday. Oregon football, 10 wins. Men's basketball, 20 wins. Women's basketball, 20 wins. You add volleyball into the mix. Should the women win tonight, Oregon would be just the second university that has those win totals across those sports. That's broad-based excellence. That's what's on the line tonight for the Oregon women. Let's hope that they can get to that 20-win plateau. And not counting the COVID year, Thursday's game will mark the second all-time meeting. Or excuse me, not counting the COVID year, it would be the seventh straight season that they get to 20 wins. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Just the second all-time meeting between these two teams and the first since 1993. That was a big year. You know why? I was born that year. Oregon and San Diego have not played since Joey. Long time ago. The Ducks on Monday were really good. Outscored Rice 44-22 in the second half. Cruised to that 78-53 win. India Rogers had 19. Tina Paupau and Grace Van Sluten each added 17. That's when the Ducks are at their best, right? I feel like when those three are scoring at a high clip, you get the outside presence, you get the inside presence. That's when Oregon can really get it going. And Filipina Shea flirted with a triple-double. She had 15 rebounds, 9 points, 8 blocks for Philly Shea. Her 8 blocks were tied for the 10th most in a game in program history and the most since 1999. Impressive for Philly Shea. San Diego, 19-13 this year, 11-7 in the West Coast Conference. They finished the regular season in third place in the WCC standings, but they fell to Pacific in the quarterfinals of that tournament, and they lost bad, 75-57. So the Toreros then beating Long Beach State in the first round, UC Irvine on Monday. They've won 9 of their last 12 games, and they are 7-7 in games away from home. That's kind of normal. Most college basketball teams are much better at home, and if you go 500 on the road, you're probably a pretty good team, actually. Against the Anteaters, USD put together a 54-34 rebounding edge, and I think that's a big key in this game. If the Ducks rebound well, similar to men's basketball, but I think particularly against the San Diego team on the road, you know they're going to get after it rebounding the ball. I think that's a big key with just some of the numbers and looking at the side-by-side of the statistics between these two teams. I think rebounding could be a big key. Ayana Kalfani was tabbed as the WCC's co-defensive player of the year, and Kiara Okri was an all-West Coast Conference second team member. So they've got players at that level that have garnered quite a bit of attention. Okri's the only Torero to average double-digit points on the season, though. I thought that was interesting. They're really balanced and spread out. They don't exactly blow you away offensively. 10.8 points per game. After that, it's Maya Pace at 9.6 and then Kalfani at 9.1. They're not going to blow you away offensively. So Oregon, if the Ducks can score some points, I'm not sure that San Diego can keep up with them. Second ever meeting between the teams. First since the Ducks defeated the Toreros 74-67 on December 28th, 1993 in San Diego. I was nearly a year old. Love that. 93 in San Diego. This will be the first game between the two teams that's ever been played in Eugene. Oregon played one other squad from the West Coast Conference this season. It was a 90-51 win over Portland, who went on to win the WCC tournament title. Let's see what happens tonight. Terry Johns and Bev Smith will have the call. 5:30 pregame show, also broadcast for free on the Oregon live stream. You get the radio hometown call, and you get the Quack Video production team giving you the live stream. It's a good night for Oregon women's basketball, and I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a fun environment. See you at Matthew Knight Arena. We're going to pivot, though, because although we're continue to get you ready for women's basketball, I had just a stellar conversation with Jason Dillard yesterday. The Oregon Beach Volleyball head coach covering a lot of ground. Think of it as your pregame. And if you're driving around listening in the Eugene area, you swing by Amazon Park, you're going to see the Ducks in action today. Pretty cool. Catching up with Beach Volleyball head coach Jason Dillard. We have the opportunity to talk beach volleyball here today. Jason Dillard is here. Head
here we
coach.
Go.
What's going on?
Not much, man.
First
good
of all,
to see you.
This is great to see you. You look tan, by the way.
Oh yeah, yeah. The sun's
happen?
Out yesterday.
Yeah, that was good. So that's all it takes for you is one day.
No, we went to Arizona. SoCal was rough. Hawaii was not rough. The sun was out. The island was beautiful. Competition. We had Texas, Nebraska, us, Cal, Washington. So it was kind of a who's who of the West Coast and Hawaii. So it was a lot of fun.
You know, I have a lot of things to cover with you, but let's start first with Jody Sykes. She made the trip with you to Hawaii.
She did.
What a choice.
Yeah.
What a choice.
She really sacrificed.
Yeah.
And the last day, I'll tell you quickly, like, finished play in the morning. And Janice Herrer, former assistant coach here, currently at St. Mary's as a head coach there, got us in at the Outrigger Canoe Club.
Oh.
So we had Billy Lawson. You can look him up, famous waterman. Get us out on an Outrigger. We caught five waves. We're paddling in. Jody's in second seat, crushing it.
Huh.
Crushing it. And we had the best time. We're yelling, "Go Ducks!" as we're going down the wave. And I'm in the first chair getting blasted by water. It was an amazing time.
Did you pick to be in the first chair?
No. I have very little experience. We used to do Outrigger canoeing, you know, as a team building exercise for, like, club volleyball, things like that when I was in SoCal.
Communication is key.
So, yeah. So I'm calling the switches and, you know, just doing my part and kind of leaning left to make sure we don't flip.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was a blast, though. It was a lot of fun.
See, these are the things in the student athlete experience that we don't talk about enough.
Yeah.
All right. So they never once pushed you in?
No, but the
well done, team. That's good.
So
good
the
job.
Waterman is just back there splashing,
yeah,
just getting everybody wet. But no, it was an amazing time. It was a great way to kind of end the trip. Just
nice
getting out there on the water. So,
nice,
it was a lot of fun.
Well, we're talking on a Wednesday. Thursday is home match day,
We're
going to talk about that. Review the season for us so far. You're sitting at 4-14, still building the program.
Still building the program. Our competition has been really, really, really tough. If you look at our the teams that we played, 11, I think, out of the 18 are in the top 25 of the ABCA pool.
Oh, I have a note. You ready for this?
Yeah.
18, 1, 17, 12, 16, 14, 9, 11, all at the time of you playing them.
Yeah, no, I mean, we faced some really tough competition. I mean, we purposely do that at the opening of the year. We go to Arizona. We play Arizona State.
Yeah.
We had Pac-12 South the following weekend. We go to Hawaii. We play kind of the who's who of beach volleyball. You know, so it's been a tough schedule. This is the first year that we're operating with beach-only athletes.
Yeah.
We don't have any indoor component. So there's been some growing pains as far as wins, losses. But I'm super proud of the way that our team has handled it. We're growing. We're going through the process. We're trying to get better every week. And we've had some really good successes. Like the twos with LNB have been unreal. They went 4-0 this past weekend.
Yeah.
Have, you know, won against, you know, a lot of great teams out there. And we've had some 2-3 losses, too, that I, you know, could have gone either way. We had, you know, a couple losses in three sets. So, I mean, we're out there competing against the best, and we're doing a pretty good job of it. And we're at the halfway point now, and hopefully we can turn the page and look towards the second half, find a couple more W's.
You brought up the close competition. So I was thinking about this, like, in basketball, the age-old thing is how many games are decided by less than 5 points, right? Like two possessions. In beach volleyball, it's the 2-3-3-2, right?
Yep.
Similar to tennis.
Yep.
Well, okay, another note for you. Boise State, 2-3.
Yep.
Number 17, Arizona, 2-3. Nebraska, 2-3. San Jose State, 2-3. You flip those, suddenly.
Yeah, no, the record looks a lot different.
Yeah.
For sure. I think in those instances, I mean, you know, we're out there fighting. We get to that third set. You know, we talk about getting 1-2% better every day in practice, right? And so, you know, hopefully down we get to the second half of the season, we do get those 1 or 2% percentage points better, which equals 2 or 3 points maybe. We get on the other side of, you know, one of those, two of those, and, you know, kind of flip that 2-3 to 3-2 in our favor.
Right. Corbin, Thursday, 2 o'clock,
yep.
Amazon Park. Tell us about the home facility.
So we're at Amazon Park. It's our Women in Flight match. So, you know, it looks like it might be a little wet. So, you know,
it's always sunny in 75.
It never rains in Amazon Park also.
Thank you.
Yeah, there it is. You know, Corbin's the NAIA national champion for beach volleyball. So it's a big matchup for us. And, you know, just excited about being able to host. And the facilities people do a great job setting up the park and giving it that beach atmosphere. Hopefully people come out. You know, there's, you know, you can stand on the walkway, bring a beach chair, might need an umbrella tomorrow, but, you know, we'll see.
For the sun.
For the sun, yeah, exactly. Yes. You don't want to get sunburnt, right? You want to stay young in the face.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Very, very important. But, yeah, no, excited about hosting and then kind of going into spring break and letting the players have a little downtime before we really get into, you know, the last half of the season.
Your team spends a lot of time on the road.
We do.
So how special is it to have these home events for your student athletes?
I mean, it's great for us. You know, just on our first event against Bushnell, we had a pretty good crowd out there. It's nice for the athletes to be able to play in front of their friends, you know, and get some people out there at the park. It actually ended up being a really nice day back in March. Or we're in March, but
March 1st.
Yeah, exactly. Took a big risk on that one. But what we lucked out was like the one nice day of that week that we just kind of nailed. So we didn't do so great with this one. But it's great to have home matches. It's great not to be on an airplane, getting up early. We typically take, you know, that first flight out 6, 7 a.m., which is kind of brutal. We get there, we practice, and, you know, it's hard on them. And we've been on the road for a month, and so it's nice to be able to be at home and, you know, play this match on Thursday and then, like I said, go into spring break and relax.
I did want to ask you about the you talk about the growth of the program. First time in the program's history that it's a all-beach roster, no crossover from indoor. How common is that now across the landscape of the sport, maybe West Coast and beyond, and just what does it say about the growth of the program here at Oregon?
No, for sure. I mean, in the past, if we didn't have an indoor player playing, like, we might not have been able to field a team, you know, and we had a 16-person roster, and we kind of, you know, went down to 14 for various reasons. But, you know, it's beach-only athletes. I think the trend is definitely towards that direction. But there are still a number of programs, you know, less than half, I would say, that have that indoor component. But it's definitely the trend. And, you know, like I said before, you know, we're having a little bit of growing pains as far as that goes. It, you know, our dynamic is still to incorporate some indoor athletes. And I think, you know, in the future, we'll probably be able to add some. But no, we can stand on our own and be very competitive in the best conference and a really, really tough schedule. So I think it does say a lot about the growth of the program. It was great to have a graduating class for the first time last year.
Right.
You know, and, you know, we got senior day coming up. Just put April 20th on your calendars.
It's going to be sunny 75.
It's going to be sunny 75 at least.
That's right.
And, you know, that'll be a big celebration for our seniors. And, you know, just excited about where the program's going. Recruiting classes are looking good in 23-24. So, you know, we have the right trajectory, you know, to set up our lineup as beach only.
Yeah, it's one thing, like, we can all sit here and talk about this current season, but there's always the future plan. And
for sure,
the program's still in its infancy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how much do you think about that in your future planning?
No, it's important to keep that perspective. I was actually thinking about it with regard to the team. Like, it's this year, it's this moment, and it's very easy to get caught up with
the minutiae,
losses. Like, am I traveling? Am I in the lineup? Am I just out of the lineup? Like, but in the big picture, like, those exhibition matches are huge for experience. And, you know, when you get the longer look, it's really hard to kind of have that perspective in the moment, in the season, you know. And, you know, but overall, like, the big picture looks great. You know, we've got some young athletes that are getting some valuable experience, both traveling and playing those exhibitions. We've got some first-year competitors that have all played their first college match ever. You know, and so those experiences are valuable and give them some direction to take for the rest of the season going into the summer, what they need to work on, things like that. And if we can come back and be stronger from that, then I think the future is bright for all those athletes.
Jason Dillard, beach volleyball head coach. We're going to continue with him when we come back. It's Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Women's basketball game day at Matthew Knight Arena tonight. Beach volleyball in action this afternoon. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping
dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now's the time to imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like Tundra. Go for a spin, enjoy some off-roading, or build your kids that treehouse you promised them. Hey, they deserve it.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends April 4th.
Hey, Duck fans, we're all about protecting our home turf here in Eugene. You should do the same for your home with Country Financial Insurance. Most home insurance doesn't account for inflation, but with Country Financial, yours can. If something happens to your home, make sure you can rebuild the same house in the same place. Call a local representative or 866-COUNTRY and get a solid defense for your home. Home insurance policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Casualty Insurance Company, or Country Preferred Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois. Property must meet agent condition requirements, which vary by state.
Now's the time to imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like Tundra. Go for a spin, enjoy some off-roading, or build your kids that treehouse you promised them. Hey, they deserve it.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends April 4th.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back on Nugget Sider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio. Your Toyota Women's Sports Schedule Spotlight. Tonight, women's basketball, 6 o'clock, WNIT Super 16. Terry Johns, Bev Smith, 5:30 pregame show. San Diego, the opponent. Meanwhile, beach volleyball in action coming up here shortly this afternoon at Amazon Park. And yesterday, had the opportunity to sit down with Jason Dillard. We continue our conversation with the head beach volleyball coach. You and I have talked about this a little bit on the air and off the air before. Like the skill set is obviously very similar from an indoor to a beach athlete, but there are some key differences, and there are probably some athletes that perform better in the crossover than others. Take fans through that just briefly, if you
could. For sure. Like, you know, I mean, one, you're playing outside. So, like, the skill sets are similar but different, but you also have the elements. You have you have wind. You have rain. In some cases of practice this year, we've had snow. It's been, like, the most brutal winter for these athletes, and I give them –
Sun
coming up.
Yeah, it can be in your eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
All the time.
Exactly.
The time.
So you got to have the right shades, right?
And, yeah.
No, I think from a fan perspective, you watch the indoor players play, you know, it's kind of an organized situation. Everyone's kind of moving together. For the outdoor game, you know, you're touching the ball on every play, right? So you have to be good at every single skill set. You have to be able to pass. You have to be able to set, hit different shots, serve effectively, play defense, block. Like, you have to do absolutely everything that volleyball asks you to do. And, you know, the transition from indoor to outdoor is extremely difficult, right? And there's a big learning curve. And some of our athletes are going through it, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Tell us about your athletes. I mean, like, it is a roster that I think, because there's limited home events, I admit, like, it's hard for even someone like me to get to know your athletes. Tell us about your roster.
For sure. Chloe, like, starting at the ones, Chloe Brown, Zoe Almanza, right? You know, last year, Zoe was hurt a lot. Chloe was coming off an ACL injury and recovering, and they were playing spot work here in the threes, maybe the fours, fives. And this year they come into their pairs meeting, and I go, "Hey, where do you guys see yourself in the lineup?" And they go, "Twos." And I said, "Nope." And they go, threes? And I said, no, you're going the wrong direction.
Nice.
And, you know, so to ask those athletes to play in the ones against the competition that they're going to face, you know, in some cases, like last year, we're playing against Olympians in the ones. And, you know, they've done an amazing job. Like, they're battling out there. They're coming together as a group, you know, and I can't say enough good things about, you know, how much mental fortitude and emotional fortitude it takes to go out there and compete against the best. And they're really finding their comfort zone, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do in the second half.
You just glazed over something that I want to revisit, that they're competing against Olympians.
Yeah. No,
at the ones. Like, you're not exaggerating.
No, like, I mean – either Olympians now, like last year playing SC, you're going against Olympians. Like, but these, some of the teams that we're playing in SC, UCLA, in some cases possibly Stanford, like you're going to be playing against people that are going to be playing for a medal at some point, maybe. And then, I mean, it's kind of an amazing thing, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Just glazed right over that. Just kept
just
on
a casual
going.
Comment. Yeah. Like, let's
and
just...
I just went. Huh. You know, it's funny because, like, in the sport that I always think about that aspect in is track and field, right?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Like, you're watching at Hayward Field oftentimes, Olympians for various different countries. I mean, that's an amazing thing to think about. And that does make it kind of fun, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I think there's a challenge within every match, and I think you kind of stop looking at them as, you know, somebody that could be a potential Olympian, and those are your peers.
Right.
You know, you just view them as your competition, and you go out there and you do what you can on your side. And if you do what you can on your side, you're going to find yourself in a lot of situations that are good,
yeah.
are good for you. But yeah.
Well, talking about the ones, it's always important to have good at the top, but then the way that your sport is, you need depth, right?
Absolutely.
You have that sort of team competition, very similar to the way tennis is scored.
Yeah, no, our twos pair in B. Wetton and Elitaeus has been absolutely phenomenal. They went 4-0 this last weekend. They've had numerous battles. I mean, going extra points, going into like the high 20s when our games are to 21. They're going deep into the 20s.
Yeah.
They've had a couple third sets go into the 20s where we're supposed to end at 15.
Right.
And they're just never out of the fight. Like, they just battle and battle and battle. They're so pesky. They're so talented. And it's really one of the most fun pairs. Like, the best feedback I get from coaches is like, man, it's just when we play your twos, like, we know we're in for a battle.
That's tough.
But yeah, they've been awesome.
You have to make a tough call stacking your lineup, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's, you know, in beach volleyball, there's integrity in the lineup. So
yeah.
you order them the way you can. You can't mix and match and try to find the
yeah.
appropriate matches. That, you know, there has to be integrity in the lineup. And our fours pair, you know, has moved up to the threes. They're 3-2 since making that move, Ashley Schroeder and Natasha George. And in a lot of the same ways that B and Ella, you know, are very, very much in the fight all the time, so are Ashley and Natasha. They've really, really, you know, battled against teams that are more physical, but played their game, found ways to be successful. They shoot balls all over the court. Mm-hmm. They're very frustrating for other teams because they dig a ton of balls. They serve the ball effectively and tough. And so, just like I said, I mean, they take care of their side of the net, and more times than not, they find themselves in a position at the end of the game where they can go on a 2 or 3 point run, and boom, we win the game.
Yeah. How do you foster and practice that level of competition of, like, because it kind of sounds like it's kind of constantly in flux a little bit.
It is. It is, for sure. I think, you know, they have a nice competitive, they're very competitive group. You know,
yeah.
they're all, like, when we do some cooperative things, they're like, can we just, like, we just want to compete, you know? They always want to, they want things scored. They want things, you know, competitive all the time. And, you know, like, that translates to the court, you know,
yeah.
and it really just, you know, is embodied by the group as a whole.
Makes sense. Jason Diller joining us, beach volleyball head coach. Corbin, coming up Thursday, 2 o'clock, sunny and 75.
Easy.
Yep. That's right. I mean, all the time. I want, if you could, Ryan, go ahead, just pan camera 2 down, because we have a tradition. It's always sunny and 75. I say this at PK Park, that it's always sunny and 75. You went with the sandals today, as you should. I mean, really embodying beach volleyball.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm bringing it home. I mean, we have to manifest our own weather sometimes.
That's
and
right.
So if you wear the sandals, the rain just is staved off just a
yeah.
little bit. Sun comes out, you're good. Get a little sun on your feet.
I love that. And I want everybody to note that this is not a sock and sandal combo.
Not a sock and it's not a, that's not a thing. But it is a thing.
It's a thing.
I know.
Look at the whole outlook here. I mean, it's just perfect.
Yeah. No, you got the rain pants. Shorts are under. I'm ready.
You're ready to go.
I'm ready for sun, but, you know, prepared if need be. But, yeah, no, sandals for sure. It's spring.
Yeah.
Time to put the shoes away, bring the sandals back
out. It's not socks and slides.
It's not
socks and sandals. This is beach volleyball.
We do not go socks with the sandals. It's Matt, Omer, it's not really a thing.
I guess that's the difference right there between indoor and beach in a nutshell.
He does make it his own, though.
He really does.
He owns it, and I am impressed with. You know, he's committed.
Yeah. Now we need to figure out a way to get your face on sandals. Right? Because
yeah,
he's got
sure.
his face on socks. That's the volleyball.
I know. The indoor socks were amazing. They have pillows in their locker room with their faces on it, too. I mean, it's incredible. Like, they just want to keep reminding the players who, you know, every time they sit on the couch, every time they put socks on, like, here we are.
Oh, I love this. Well, I could talk to you, Coach, for hours. Best of luck out there. We'll talk again, I'm sure, before Senior Day.
Yeah, before I go, I've got some presents for you, too.
Oh, no. This is good or bad?
No, I mean, it's functional. So,
okay, we like function.
So, okay.
Baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
Oh, thank you.
Baby wipes for the baby.
That is essential right there.
Hand wipes for the parents.
For somebody who is very bodily fluid adverse, this is so nice.
We have a big tub of Aquaphor.
I've already gone through half of
one of you'll
these.
you never not need it.
Yeah.
You always need it.
Do you always have to put it on their elbows forever?
No. Oh, okay, not good. Forever. Not
well,
forever.
That's
that
good.
Time will end, but yeah, the other place you have to put it is terrible.
Diapers.
Mm. The gold standard.
Yeah.
Anyone who ever attends any sort of baby shower, just diapers, guys. Just diapers.
Thanks.
Yeah.
How'd you know he was in threes?
I didn't. That's Erica. Erica
good,
took a shot. She knows.
Good guess.
Yep.
Good guess. That's a Dillard point.
A Dillard point.
On the scoreboard.
Yes, we needed a point, didn't
yeah.
we? Not
I'm actually
point?
I'm actually gonna say 2 points.
Oh.
Well, because it took, you know, you delivered and then Erica nailed the sizing.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's good. She's real good.
You know, this is great because I just used up my last ones in the car. So now these
that's
can
your,
live in the car.
They can just stay. Yep.
Jason, thank you. That was
You're
really
welcome.
Nice of you.
Of course.
And all these, like, you know, I really love a good practical gift.
Yes.
And, like, we use each of these things daily.
100%.
It's almost like you knew.
I use them every day.
Still.
Every day still. Mm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I want everybody to be clear that that Jason has children of his own. The diapers are, of course, for the children.
Yes.
Yes.
That is true.
That's
that
accurate.
Is true. Just to be clear.
Yeah, just being really clear. What else, thank you again. This is
yeah,
really nice.
Absolutely.
What else should fans know? What did we miss about your squad?
Nothing, man. We're just super excited. If they can come out on Thursday, great. If not, April 20th, be there. 75 and sunny, guaranteed on April 20th, Senior Day.
Love it.
Yeah, just hope fans can come out and see what we're doing.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, brother.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
That was awesome catching up with Jason Dillard. He delivered the full, like, essentials that you need as a new dad. I really do appreciate that. And, yeah, it's up to Omer 8, Dillard 7 on the latest scoreboard. No word yet from Matt Omer on his response to us giving 2 points in one setting to the Dillards, but I'll probably hear from him in about 5 seconds. Get a timeout when we come back. Let's get into a little bit of baseball. The Ducks at home this weekend. We'll have it for you on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
At Shadow Hills Country Club, our all-inclusive event pricing allows us to take care of all of the details while you enjoy your event. Our wedding garden, expansive grounds, ballroom, and meeting rooms can accommodate any size event and come complete with full catering and service staff. From weddings to business and social events, Shadow Hills offers the benefits of a resort atmosphere and the peace of a country setting just minutes from downtown Eugene. For more details, call us today or go to shadowhillsevents.com.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union, onpointcu.com, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider.
Duck Insider
on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Chris Jakimic, I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back inside the Country Financial Studio, Duck Insider is presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Women's basketball game day, Terry Johns and Bev Smith, 5:30 pregame tonight, 6 o'clock for the tip-off at Matthew Knight Arena, the Super 16 of the WNIT, Oregon-San Diego. Second ever meeting between those two teams. Meanwhile, Oregon baseball is welcoming a team to Eugene that has never been here before. Northwestern State making the trip, the Demons. Ducks hosting them for a four-game set that begins on Friday. Coming off a nice series win against Washington State. Ducks did not play well Friday, lost 7-1. Bounced back, won in a big way on Saturday. And then got down by 7 runs to the Cougs and came back and won the series on Sunday. Maybe a little momentum for the Ducks here during finals week. I think they're looking forward to a 4 o'clock first pitch on Friday. Doubleheader starting at noon on Saturday. And then the series finale, Game 4, between the Ducks and the Demons on Sunday at noon. Mark Wasikowski talking with the media this week. It's always brought to you by the Wet Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center. Fight like a duck with exceptional cancer care close to home. What did Waz think of the weekend, and what's he thinking about this week?
It was a great series win to start with. I was really excited to get on the road with the team. You know, we lost that opportunity to weather earlier with the Santa Barbara series being here. And you just forget how important it is to come together as a team and what road trips do for you. And there were some things that happened on the road trip that really helped our ball club. And so from a cultural standpoint, it was exciting to get on the road and have the results we had.
You just mean the battle you guys showed and mounting a couple comebacks that way?
Yeah, that was, you know, the result of probably some of the things that happened behind the scenes and stuff, which is great. But to see the bats catch fire and some of the other good things that happened, I mean, it was a really good trip.
One of those other good things was Matt Dallas, who wins the Pac-12 Pitcher of the Week. Just your thoughts on his performance specifically on Sunday and how that kept you guys in the game.
Well, made a Sports Center play too, you know, on a ball that was hit back at him. Just a tremendous leader. You know, I had a good week overall. He won 2 games. We won 2 games. You know, and so for him to win the Pac-12 Pitcher of the Week last week, that's huge. It's huge for our young guys too, to be able to see an older guy lead the way he's been leading, and pounding the strike zone and doing it with his, you know, commitment, I guess. It's not just on the field. I mean, his commitment off the field towards improving his game and leading has been tremendous, and I'm happy he was rewarded.
You've seen more like that go to somebody who had like one great start, something like that. To see a guy recognized for a contribution like that, I think is a little more rare. Does that make it more special maybe, and just nice to see him get that acknowledgement?
Probably harder for a reliever to get it. Just overall, you know, the number of innings pitched and stuff like that usually comes into a factor. And still yet, you know, I believe me, I would love to see a starter get that award this year too. That would be fun. And so let's knock on wood, have that happen here soon.
What's that decision? Is it, you guys send in nominees, or who looks and finds those guys?
We send in nominees internally. And so our best pitcher and our best position player will nominate every week. And we've had a couple of kids nominated, you know, week by week. And this is, I think, the first time that we've had a pitcher win that this year.
What did you see from Carter Guarati this weekend, getting 3 starts and hitting his first home run?
Intensity. Didn't back down. I thought he played good. I didn't think he played great, as good as I know he'll be. I thought he swung the bat with intent, and I don't think he probably would tell you that he hit great or played defense great, but I tell you what he did do was he brought energy and he brought a conviction with him that was just tremendous. And people fed off of it, even though he's young and he's a freshman. He just, his competitiveness is unique and reminds me of a shortstop I had at Arizona, Alex Mejia. And the two of them are very, very similar when it comes to things. And if Carter can learn some of the things that Alex learned in his career, wow, he could be a real, really tremendous shortstop, and he has that potential for sure.
Roddy at shortstop and Grant at second base, just what does that do for your infield defense? Is that
time will tell. The idea is for it to settle down. You know, you've got 10 freshman pitchers, and what you need is outs to be outs. You know, those are things that we can control, hopefully, by just personnel moves. And so that's the intent of that move.
With those lineup changes, Owen Diodati didn't get in at bat this weekend. Was that a tough decision to kind of leave him out? I know obviously he struggled.
Well, I mean, it's always a tough decision when you aren't playing somebody, but they pretty much, you know, he hasn't gotten off to the start that he's wanted. He's had a lot of opportunities. And, you know, at this point in time, you know, we're in the Pac-12 play now. It's no longer let's experiment. It's, you know, let's settle in on things that we need to settle in on. I wouldn't write him off, that's for sure. I wouldn't write anybody off. But at the same point in time, you know, there is a production level that needs to occur and an expectation.
Stepping back from conference play this weekend, what are priorities? What do you want to see from your club? What are the big things to get out of this weekend?
Compete, win, have the priority on the team, not individual. And that's an interesting concept when you got one individual who's chasing a record and an individual record. And so how do you balance that, coach, you know, kind of stuff. But, you know, it's not about the individual. It's about the team. It's a team game. We don't play golf. And I don't know, maybe golf's a team game too, but in some aspects, but it's more individualistic, I guess. And, you know, for me, it's strictly about the team. I thought the team came together this weekend. I thought they cared more about maybe somebody else on the ball club and how can I improve somebody else's day and not just mine. And for me, I think those are the things that we're going to be looking for this weekend to improve upon and continue to improve like we did this last weekend.
So hearing from you that as Tanner's setting records, you're going to be happy for him, but the big picture is team goals, team priorities, things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Matt, just to segue on that, though, what does make him special? What you've seen since you've been here, what has enabled him to do that? The different characteristics at the plate, especially at the plate.
You're talking about Tanner?
Tanner, yeah.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, in order to get a lot of hits, you got to be in the lineup a lot. You know, and so he's been in the lineup a lot for his career. And so the credit to him to be able to earn a spot and produce at a level where he stays in the lineup. You know, no coach wants to or has a contract. At least we certainly don't have a contract with people that we have to play somebody or whatever. We're going to play people that are going to help us win ball games. And I think Tanner, with what he's done here in his career, has been a guy that's been productive and consistent enough to maintain himself in the lineup the entire time. His work ethic is tremendous. During this offseason, he's committed himself to the weight room at a level that he never has. And, you know, those are some intangibles that clearly help when it comes to, you know, having a young ball club and having an older guy walking around the weight room. And if the lift is an hour-long lift, he's not a guy that's leaving after 45 minutes. He's probably a guy that's trying to find another weight to lift an hour and 15 or an hour and 30 in to be able to develop his game. And he's turned into that kind of guy and that kind of leader.
You consider him a contact hitter. He does have power, too. But, I mean, how would you describe him? Is there any player, like you mentioned, the Arizona player, that he reminds you of, that Tanner reminds you of?
No, he's unique in his own way. He plays best when he's just, you know, working for what he's up for right now, and that's the hit deal. You know, when he's just striving to get hits, I think you see power show up. When he's striving for power, you see his hits disappear. And so for him, his key to success is just, you know, having a relaxed body, letting his hands work to where he can be more hitterish than a guy that's a slug machine and let's drive the ball out of the park kind of guy. Even though he's got the power to do it, that's not where he works his best.
Mark Wasikowski with a lot of good information there. Tanner Smith, man, the record book is being rewritten by him. It's going to continue to do that. There's a bunch of, let's just put it this way. There's a bunch of things that are highlighted on my notes sheet heading into the weekend, and it's a lot of like Tanner Smith needs X to break Y. There might be some more records that fall this weekend. It's just going to keep happening with Tanner Smith. It's pretty cool to follow right now, rewriting the record book. Quick timeout. When we come back, more from Mark Wasikowski, previewing Oregon baseball at home this weekend on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Now's the time to imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like Tundra. Go for a spin, enjoy some off-roading, or build your kids that treehouse you promised them. Hey, they deserve it.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends April 4th.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Now's the time to imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like Tundra. Go for a spin, enjoy some off-roading, or build your kids that treehouse you promised them. Hey, they deserve it.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends April 4th.
This is Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back inside the Country Financial Studio, Duck Insider is presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We've got a lot of fun coming your way tonight. Women's basketball. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip, Terry Johns, Bev Smith, WNIT Super 16. And we'll be reviewing that game in detail tomorrow. But I wanted to spend some time today previewing the Diamond Sports. Softball's on the horizon. We'll get to that tomorrow in more detail as well. But first, we continue with Mark Wasikowski, Oregon baseball head coach. Northwestern State, the Demons in town this weekend for a four-game set that begins Friday at 4 o'clock. Mark Wasikowski continuing to chat with the media this week.
Riku also got three starts in right field this week, and I think it was Saturday he had a nice relay. Now that you've seen him out there in right field more, what did you see from him defensively?
Well, he was solid defensively, and he can really run and go get the ball. The relay you're referring to was a huge momentum play. He hit Grant right in the chest on a ball that was, you know, in the corner, and so we were able to execute a relay in and out at the plate with those two with those two throws from Riku to Gavin and Gavin to the catcher. So it was a huge play. Riku's a really good player, and he's a catalyst offensively. And so I like to keep his speed in the lineup. He produces a lot of contact, and we've got a team that has probably more power-type guys, and Riku's unique to the lineup. And so that's something I'd like to see him continue and even develop even more as being the best contact hitter in the league.
Last week you talked a lot about the lineup changes as looking for something to click. Saturday and Sunday you have basically the same lineup other than Bennett Thompson starting on Saturday and Kramick on Sunday. Is that a lineup that you feel like can click after it scored 12 unanswered and double digits in both games?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we're going to need the defense to be cinched up, you know, and so the defense is the first priority for me because nothing works without pitching working. And in order for pitching to work, then you've got to have a defense that's working. And so the defense is first and foremost for me. Last weekend, you know, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I was embarrassed with our catching play. Last weekend, both of our catchers were tremendous. One of them was even nominated for a Pac-12 Player of the Week. That's how good Josiah caught last week. Bennett Thompson caught just the same. He was exceptional behind the dish. And so that loose end going into last weekend, they answered the call. I want to see him continue to answer that call and the rest of the field. I mean, when you got a young pitching staff, they're going to have their ups and downs with stuff. But the thing that we can't do is we can't allow those young guys to lose their confidence, because when they get an out, we don't convert the out in the field for them. We need to make sure that those outs are outs. And so regardless of who's a better hitter and all that kind of stuff, that's nice. But I want the best defenders out on the field to where we can settle the pitchers down the best we possibly can.
What do you make of Matthew Grabman's performance so far? He's been great at limiting hits, but obviously has issued a lot of walks.
Well, I mean, he's a freshman, and he's got a tremendous arm, and he's learning how to do it. The thing that I was most impressed with last weekend was he just got after guys. He came in a really tough spot. You know, we didn't get a good start, and Matthew came in, and he had the determination and the fire that you were looking for that maybe Matt Dallas and some of the other guys that have been really good at that through the years have done. And he did that. He came in, and the mentality for him to come in there as a freshman and throw the ball the way he did has been really impressive. Sure, he's had some things that he wants to improve upon, but, you know, I can live with mistakes as long as they're made out of the right mindset. It's the things that I see that look timid, look bashful. Those are the things that I'm not going to accept. And so if I see a guy getting after it and making a mistake, I'm going to have grace for him because of their youth. But if I see a guy that's dancing around the strike zone and being timid and this, that, and the other, that's just not acceptable. That's not what we're about. People don't want to see that, and we're not going to stand for that.
Did you see some timidness this weekend then from your starters? Because, again, this is a lot of another weekend where there's a lot of walks, a lot of free passes. Just was that an issue, do you thought, the timidness of them, or no?
Yes and no. You know, for me, you know, when you give up hits, that's one thing. And I'd actually encourage them to give up more hits. You know, that's something that I think our opponent's batting average against right now against us is very, very good. You know, for the Ducks, I mean, shoot, when you got an opponent's batting average less than 200 or less than 220 for opposing teams, shoot, throw the ball over the plate and let's go. Well, they're trying to throw the ball over the plate. And the guys that are just dancing around the zone and a little bit bashful about really filling up the zone and maybe even giving up more hits, I could care less about that. But the things when you see a guy dance around the zone and not throwing a ball over the plate because he's pitching timid, that's not going to be accepted.
And how about Jackson Pace specifically? Because his first two starts were so good, but then he's really struggled in the last two. So what do you make of that?
Jackson's got a big future. He's got, you know, when he's right, you know, he's got a really heavy fastball that can sit in the low 90s. And, you know, when he's getting after it and he's throwing in the low 90s with his stuff, he's really hard to hit. And I'm looking forward to seeing him being that guy here in the days to come.
Get a chance to watch Ohtani and Trout?
Watched the last at bat. Wasn't that fun? Yeah, that was great. And then I congratulated Riku for his country's success. Yeah.
Just as a baseball fan, though, I mean, how big special did that moment feel?
Well, I thought the World Baseball Classic was fantastic. You know, just the energy to know that you had Super Bowl ratings in other countries across the world and the energy of baseball and how that grew the sport, I think is a story that needs to be told. And I would hope that American fans, even though it was played on American soil, and I think American fans supported it, the largest influence and pride came from other countries in the game. And we're feeling that with Riku and Sabine Ceballos and a couple of the Canadians with their passion and love for the game. It's infectious. It's fantastic. I love having those kids on our team. And to see the World Baseball Classic happen, to see all the people in the world come together and celebrate a great game and their excitement, I think is a story that has been way underdone in the United States. And even though it's at what some gurus say, the wrong time and the wrong time of year and all that kind of stuff, the hell with that. I thought it was awesome. I want more of it. And the passion can grow the game of baseball at a level that's been unprecedented. So I thought the whole event was awesome. I want to see more of it. And you know, congratulations to the Japanese. They won that thing. That's a hard thing to do. With that pitching that they were rolling out there was something else.
Speaking of pitching, do you guys have a rotation set? And if so, have you thought about bringing in Mercado since he's done well out of the bullpen last couple games?
Yeah, you have to wait and see. I don't know. I'm going into that meeting right now. So, yeah, going into that meeting right now.
Since then, Logan Mercado has been announced as being in the weekend rotation. Ducks are going to go with Stoffel, Mercado, and Ullman, and then to be determined. I hear he's really good on Sunday. I guess we'll all find out together how good determined is on Sunday. When we come back, looking ahead at Oregon baseball with some student athletes on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union, onpointcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
At Shadow Hills Country Club, our all-inclusive event pricing allows us to take care of all of the details while you enjoy your event. Our wedding garden, expansive grounds, ballroom, and meeting rooms can accommodate any size event and come complete with full catering and service staff. From weddings to business and social events, Shadow Hills offers the benefits of a resort atmosphere and the peace of a country setting just minutes from downtown Eugene. For more details, call us today or go to shadowhillsevents.com.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio. Oregon softball and baseball both at home this weekend. A lot of other events going on around Oregon athletics we'll tell you about tomorrow. The pitching staff for the Ducks, I think it's been deep, but they haven't had anybody emerge as elite in the rotation. Now, a guy like Grayson Grinsell, though, has given the Ducks some really valuable innings early in his Oregon career. In a four-game series this weekend, you might see more of him. Grayson Grinsell talked with the media this week before the Ducks are at home after that Washington State Series win in Pullman.
You've certainly had a lot of strikeouts this year, a couple walks here and there. Just your relationship with Andrew and how you guys have been trying to fix some of those free pass issues.
Yeah, it really just comes down to execution. I mean, that's really what we've been focused on, is having the right mindset, going out there and executing the pitches that Coach Andrew calls.
As a guy who comes out of the bullpen, seeing Dallas get Player of the Week, so seeing somebody in kind of a similar role rewarded like that, what can that mean for you guys?
Really, for our pitching staff as a whole, it really gives us that boost of confidence, that it doesn't matter what your role is. If you execute the pitches Coach Andrew calls, and you, if your defense plays well behind you, I mean, anything's possible.
What's it like being one of the first bullpen guys out there as a true freshman, just coming in this year, maybe not having certain expectations, but then being immediately thrown in the fire?
It shows the trust and confidence Coach Andrew has in us as pitchers. And, it kind of eases our minds and lets us go out there and, do what we know how to do.
A lot of freshman pitchers on this team. How do you guys just kind of feed off each other and, you know, maybe support each other when one of you might have a rough outing?
We all know we're young. We all know, struggles are a part of the game, but I mean, really, yeah, we all just tell each other, like, we're here for a reason. We just do what we know how to do and have our faith in Coach Andrew and the rest of the coaches, and we'll be fine.
Who are some of the older guys that you might look to in case you do have a struggle, and just asking them about their experiences in the past?
Jay Stoffel's a big one. Logan Mercado, Matt Dallas, Josh Malaris. I mean, all the older guys, really, they'll have a bit of knowledge in one way or another that can help one guy or another in any way.
What's the biggest piece of advice that you've gotten, or at least the most memorable one?
I'd say... Malaris, I mean, really, like, we know, he said, like, we're young, like, so what, like, we have to mature, like, kind of just know, get our feet wet, just dive head first into the fire, and I mean, really, just have fun out there and do what we know how to do.
Is there a pitcher that you try to emulate with your windup, or is that just kind of all natural?
No, it's really just natural. I mean, talking with Coach Angier, kind of seeing what works, what doesn't.
Your pitch mix, since it's the first time, I just want to double check on what it is that you throw. I think you've got three pitches, right?
Fastball, changeup, slider.
What do you think is your best as of right now?
Fastball.
Yeah. You earlier this year, you got out of a huge bases loaded jam with a strikeout swinging. Just that type of emotion. What was it from that just made it such a special moment for you?
I guess it was really kind of the competitiveness in me. Like, I struggled, gave up I think I walked two guys and gave up a hit, and really just saying, all right, this is, what am I going to do here? Am I either going to bear down and have faith in the guys behind me, or am I going to walk this guy and who knows what happens? But really just, yeah, putting the faith in the guys behind me and throwing the pitch over the plate and having trust in Coach Angier and the guys behind me.
Grayson Grinsell, really good stuff with an articulate freshman pitcher who has been critical for the Ducks here, and I think going to be critical this weekend. Might see him a couple times, depending on how the series goes. A four-game set that starts at 4 o'clock on Friday. Off the call. Looking forward to it. I'm back with baseball full-time. I wish I was doing basketball another couple weeks, but baseball's nice. Sunny and 75 at PK Park all the time. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.